This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is asking the CDC for help when flu season returns later this year. CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
In a letter sent Monday to the CDC's director, Polis requests that the center make sure it has enough flu vaccines for Coloradans. He says it'll be important to reduce the number of flu patients in hospitals so that more beds and care can be available, if needed, for people with COVID-19. Polis also wants more PPE for healthcare workers who administer vaccines. He also asked for extra resources in order to deploy healthcare workers across the state, particularly to rural areas and to nursing homes. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
The Museum of Outdoor Arts in Inglewood has reopened its indoor galleries, and CPR's Corey Jones reports it's also extending a show with works by a world-renowned artist.
Robert Rauschenberg is credited with helping pave the way for the pop art movement in the U.S. The museum opened an indoor exhibition with more than 50 of his pieces in February before shutting down due to COVID-19. Yeah, the Museum of Outdoor Arts has a space inside. It's now open, but with restrictions in place. You have to buy a ticket online for a specific time, and no more than 10 people can be in the gallery. The Rauschenberg show runs through mid-March of next year. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Xcel Energy plans to have service restored within the hour for roughly 230,000 customers who lost power Saturday due to severe weather. Xcel says more than 600 crews are out today, including some from nearby states. Coming up, we've heard a lot about the difficulties of trying to keep a small business open amid the pandemic. Well, imagine trying to start one.
Honestly, things like credit cards and like loan payments being frozen for a little bit right now are really helpful. Because if I was paying everything in cash up front, then I'd be in a really tight spot, I think.
CPR's Dan Boyce visits a boutique clothing store trying to make a go of it in 10 minutes. But first, a former chief of police in Camden, New Jersey, talks about that city's efforts to build a new police force from scratch. That story is coming up next here on All Things Considered on CPR News, so do stay with us.